Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring today's episode. Do you struggle on a day-to-day basis with staying happy and finding the drive to achieve your goals? As someone who has struggled for years with anxiety and depression, I understand how much of a fight it can be every day. That's where BetterHelp comes in. BetterHelp assesses your personal needs and matches you with one of their licensed professional therapists. You can start communicating within 48 hours of registration, and it's not a crisis line or self-help. It's real, professional therapy done from the comfort of your own space. BetterHelp has a network of 20,000-plus therapists that are available to clients worldwide. You can log in and send a message to your therapist at any time and get timely and thoughtful responses. And you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you'll never have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room again. Because let's be real, therapy is intimidating enough. It should be as comfortable as possible. BetterHelp is also committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so it's super easy to change therapists if you need to. BetterHelp is more affordable than traditional therapy, especially since financial aid is available, because BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. To get started on a path to a happier life, visit betterhelp.com/unitherapy. That's better, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. There's also a special offer for UniTherapy listeners. If you guys use the link betterhelp.com/unitherapy to register, you'll get 10% off your first month. Again, that's better, HELP.com/unitherapy. Start healing your mental health today. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. Welcome to UniTherapy, the Happy People podcast. Or in more realistic terms, the mental health podcast for young adults, where we talk about everything mental health related, and we have the conversations that no one wants to have because they're uncomfortable. So welcome to the community. I'm so glad you're here, and let's hop right in. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to UniTherapy. If you're new here, my name is Emily. I am the host of the podcast, and I'm here to help you through all of your mental health ups and downs. If you're not new here, thank you so much for continuing to come back and listen and support the podcast and be a part of this beautiful little family. Quick disclaimer that I have to put at the beginning of each episode is that I am not a licensed professional. This is no way in any way medical help at all. This is not professional help. If you are in need of professional help, please go see a professional healthcare provider, a therapist, psychiatrist, whatever. I am a hot mess. So don't go to me for your professional advice. I'm just here to talk. If you are new here, I start off each episode with what I like to call my life breakdown, and that's where I just kind of loop you guys in on what's been going on since we last had a chat. And as always, if you want to share your life breakdown with me, or you just want to say, hey, you want a new best friend, you need advice, you just need someone to vent to, you want to send cute pictures of your dog, whatever, please feel free to message me on Instagram. I have both my personal Instagram linked as well as the Instagram for the podcast. And whichever one you message, I always answer. It might take a hot second, but I do always answer. So feel free to message me on either one of those accounts. I absolutely adore when you guys message me. It's my favorite thing in the whole world. So please feel free to do that. So yeah, we're gonna get right on into it. So, what's been going on? You know, I hate to say that I've been bored, but I've kind of been bored because I'm not currently working. I am not on any new projects at the moment, which is kind of just frustrating. There's kind of like a lull, and I think it's because everyone's kind of like on their summer vacations and stuff. So there's kind of just like projects are not, you know, moving forward at the moment. So, you know, I think once we get into August and kind of get back into
kind of the, you know, not summer kind of school year months again, we'll get back into the swing of things. So I'm kind of bored because that sucks because I really like working and I want to be working. But it is what it is. I am going to the beach tomorrow. I decided I was going to take a little day trip by myself to the beach. Because the thing is, I'm only like 4 hours from the beach. So I'm like, why not just make the drive and just spend a few hours out in the sun by the water. I feel that that will be incredibly beneficial to my mental health. So we're doing that. I'm very excited. I love the beach. And I actually really like driving. So I feel like that's also going to be very therapeutic. Because like a nice long drive with a good playlist or a good podcast or, you know, whatever, on the phone with friends, whatever. I feel that that's always really therapeutic. So I'm excited for that. Also, the drive to the beach is super easy. I've done it before and it's literally just like a straight road the entire time. So it's quite an easy drive, which is always, you know, helpful because sometimes driving can get stressful and it's like all the windy roads and a bunch of weird turns, you know, that's not fun, but it's a really super duper easy drive. So I'm very excited about that. What else? I've been very much into just being outside lately. I went on a hike. My mom and I went on a hike, on, what was it? Sunday. We went on a nice little Sunday hike. We did, in fact, get lost because I have no sense of direction. I don't know why we thought it was a good idea to let me lead because I literally no sense of direction at all. I can't even end up in the right spot when I use a GPS. Like, it was bad. So we did get lost. But we found our way out. Don't worry. Do not fret. But we found this really, really cool new hiking spot. I really liked it. It was like this, like, nature conservation area. It's only like 20 minutes from my house, and it was really cool. There was like this big river that ran through the whole thing, that you could like stand in because it was like that, the shallow parts, and it's like really cool. I really liked it. It was really fun. I think I'll go back there again because they had all these little kind of like hidden spots where it was just like flat rock right by the river, so you could kind of just like lay and sit and chill out and have like a picnic. I feel like that'd be really fun. So yeah, definitely we loved finding that. That was super fun. What else is going on? I am doing it, guys. I am making an appointment later today to get some new tattoos. I've decided I'm gonna get two new ones. I'm very excited about it. I love tattoos. I don't know why, but I do, and I love them. So we're getting new tattoos. Very excited about that. I need your guys' help. I need you guys' help because if you have any tips at all for finding motivation, especially during cloudy days and just like crappy weather days, please share them with me. Please message me and share because in lovely Georgia, it has been nothing but cloudy and rainy and gross, which, you know, we love the rain because it's wonderful for the earth, wonderful for all the, you know, the grass and the trees and everything, but it's just been so cloudy all day, every day, and it kind of sucks because that, I don't know about you guys, but, like, I just can't find the motivation ever to get out of bed or to do anything, to move at all. Like, it just sucks. I just feel so depleted whenever those days, so those days have been happening quite a bit. So if you have any tips at all for finding energy and motivation during those types of days, please share because your girl needs some help. She needs some help for sure. What was the last thing? I think one thing that I've been trying to do is forcing myself to go out and do things in public by myself, including and especially going out and eating by myself, because I feel like that's, I don't know, it's just like super daunting to just kind of, I think, sit and kind of be content with yourself and like just eat and, you know, there's people, because I feel like going out to eating is like usually a social thing. You're like, oh yeah, no, we're gonna go out to dinner, we're gonna go out to lunch, like that's a social thing, it's something you go do with friends or family. And so, like, I feel like going out and doing that by yourself is quite scary because I feel like when people are sitting in a restaurant, they're more prone to, like, stare at you if you're by yourself. And that's just stressful. But I've really been trying to tackle my social anxiety because it's just been at an all-time high. So going and forcing myself to go out and eat by myself, like going to the beach by myself, that's going to be a big thing also for my social anxiety because I know there's going to be tons of people at the beach. I know, it's the beach, it's July. So, but we're going to do it. We're going to do it because having social anxiety sucks and I'm like really over it. So I'm like, let's just force ourselves into this situation. But like gradually and nicely so I don't completely scare myself out of it. But I had to go get a COVID test done today I'm working on a set on Thursday. And so I needed to get a COVID test done today. And like even that, I was like sick to my stomach the whole way there out of anxiety of like, oh my God, like parking situation and then going to up to meet the people to test because it was a new studio that I was going to and it was a studio I hadn't been to before and so like I wasn't sure of the parking situation and it was like little things that I absolutely don't have to be stressing about. I stress about and I get myself all worked up and I get anxiety over it and it's the stupidest thing. But it's not stupid because that's how I'm feeling and how you feel is valid. So we have to remember that. So but I'm really trying to push myself because I feel, with my job, I just feel like social anxiety is something that I'm really gonna have to get over or else it's gonna, like, completely bite me in the ass in the future, trying to work and everything. So, we'll see. We're trying to get over it. So, if you're in the same boat, trying to do the same thing, you know, whatever, I'm with you. And we got this. We absolutely got this. 100%. Okay. Oh my God. Also, the other thing I wanted to get like an opinion on. So I've been having for like this past week, this recurring nightmare. And it's incredibly specific. It's incredibly detailed. And it's quite odd. So, like, is that something I should be worried about? Does that have any, like, deeper meaning to it? Or is my brain just really weird? If you know anything about that kind of stuff, let me know. I'd be very interested to know if there's any, like, deep meaning behind weird recurring dreams. Okay, wonderful. Good talk, everyone. I think, whoa! I whacked a lamp. I apologize. I think that's all I have to talk about for my life breakdown. So without further ado, we're going to get into the episode. So today we are chatting about the infamous stalking the ex's socials after that relationship is done. And when I say ex, I'm not just being specific to, like, romantic relationships. This can also be with friends that you kind of end up having to cut off or family members or whatever. Just people that you know that you kind of have to cut out of your life and then keeping tabs on them through social media. Because I feel that social media has seriously, like, taken such a toll on, I mean, obviously mental health, we know it's taken a toll on in general, but like your ability to move on from negative situations and toxic situations in your life, because you just always have like a reminder through social media of people that you're no longer in touch with, and it can really fuck with you. So we're gonna be talking about that today, because honestly, I have a friend going through a breakup and kind of struggling with that, fighting the urge to text them or to, you know, go on their socials. And to be completely honest, I'm in a very similar boat, not to like a breakup, but just to like a relationship that was in my life that I cut ties with, but I keep finding myself going back to their social media. So, you know, We're all struggling with that. So I felt that we should talk about it today. So the first thing that we're going to be chatting about in this topic is the beauty of the block button. Let me tell you, it's really a lifesaver. It's really a lifesaver. Because here's the thing, if you get the urge to text them or to go on their socials and you've deleted their number and you've unadded them on Snapchat and you've blocked them on Instagram and Facebook, obviously if you've deleted their number, like you delete their number, you can't text that, so that helps. On socials, yes, you can go in and unblock them. But the thing is, I feel like, at least for me, if you go in, you're like, oh yeah, they're blocked, they're unfollowed, you're good. You're reminded, because like, oh yeah, nope, I shouldn't be looking into this. We're gonna exit out of that, and we're gonna be good. Blocking is really, even just if it's unfollowing them, obviously it's a little harder if their like account or whatever is public, but I think it's super helpful, especially if the person you're unfollowing, their account is private, because the fact is once you unfollow them, if you want to go back and follow them again, it's gonna notify them because they have to give you approval to follow them. So it's kind of like I can't follow them again because I don't want them to see that I started following them again, that I'm asking to follow them. Like, because that's embarrassing. At least that would be for me. Like, because that's the thing that I'm going through, is like the person that I stopped following on social media and everything, their account is private. So he would get notified if I were to try to follow him again. So that's helpful on my end. But here's another little tricky bit that I feel can kind of be an issue, is that if you are following or are in any way in contact with people that you know or know of and they're in their life. So like, let's say, example, if you like break up with a partner, right? And then they get a new partner, and then you can see that new partner's like social media account and they're like posting about them, right? So that can be really crappy, especially if it's coming out of like a romantic relationship, to then see that new partner. Like, it kind of hurts. It kind of stings a little. So even, and while you might feel that it's a little excessive, it's okay to also block those accounts. Because you don't, if it has any tie to that toxic relationship, that toxic person that you're trying to get out of your life, you need to like 100% cold turkey cut ties and not have any sort of reminder of them. So like, also blocking those people that are associated with them, that's okay. You should do that 100%. I'm doing the same thing. Don't even worry. You're not alone in this. But I do feel like, unfortunately, I whacked this lamp again. I'm so sorry. Sir. Rude, in my way. Okay. So I think a lot of people, myself included, struggle with when they go to block someone, like feeling like a bad person because you're blocking them. And I was like, I had no idea as to why this was a thing. I was like, why do I feel so shitty when I'm blocking someone? It's like, it's not like I'm, like, I felt like it's like metaphorically slapping them in the face, right? But you're not. They won't even know that you've blocked them. Like, it doesn't notify them. Like, they have no idea. So like, why do we feel like a bad person? So it's actually kind of a mixture of things. So I did a little bit of research into why you feel like a bad person when you block them. And so I'm actually getting a lot of this information from the blog Baggage Reclaim with Natalie Liu, which is also a podcast. So if you're interested to go check out Natalie Liu's podcast, it's the Baggage Reclaim Sessions with Natalie Liu. So yeah, you can listen on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. But I got a lot of this kind of information from her blog, which is baggagereclaim.co.uk. So this article specifically is titled "Needing to Go No Contact Isn't About Being a Bad Person, Immaturity, or Punishment." So basically they talk about, like, we put up boundaries to, you know, to protect ourselves, but then ultimately we feel guilty. We feel like a bad person, and it's a mixture of kind of multiple things. So you feel like a bad person just because, like, obviously you feel rude for blocking someone. You feel like it makes you a rude person. That's kind of the baseline of why we feel bad about doing that and kind of putting up those boundaries. But it goes a lot deeper into, it sometimes can make you feel like you're being emotionally immature. I know this is definitely something that I struggle with, and, like, you're like, oh, well, I should just be able to, you know, suck it up and get over it and be able to see this person's life or this person or with their new partner or with their new friends or whatever and suck it up and be fine with it because it's life and you should be able to move on. Unfortunately, that's not how life and feelings work. And just because you need to completely cut ties, block someone, put up boundaries to protect yourself does not make you emotionally immature. I think, actually, if anything, it makes you way more emotionally mature because you know your own feelings and you know what you need to do to protect yourself, and you're setting boundaries, which is an incredibly mature thing to do, and it's an incredibly smart thing to do. So, no, if you are having to put up those boundaries and having to block people and having to cut ties completely to move on and stay in a healthy mindset, that's really, really good. That's a good thing. And I'm incredibly proud of you for knowing yourself well enough to put up those boundaries and not fall back into, you know, staying in contact with them just to make them feel better or to make the moving on process easier, because it's then non-existent if you're not moving on. Another thing that I know, I didn't get this from this blog post, but I do this into where I want to keep in contact and I keep in contact with them and I keep, you know, social media ties with them so that they keep social media ties with me. And then, because I want them to see how much better I'm doing compared to them. And I know that sounds horrible, but I think it's a lot of, like, it's a pretty common thing for people to do, is almost like, especially I think in breakups that maybe were not so mutual and it left one or the other a little more bitter. I think that's a super, you know, natural thing to want to be doing, you know, really well and for them to see it. And then hopefully they're like, oh shit, like I fumbled the bag on that one. They're doing so well. That sucks. And I think that's super normal. And so I think, you know, that's why you might be hesitant to completely cut, you know, those social media ties, because, oh, well, you want them to see that you're, you know, doing way better without them, that you got way hotter, that you're, you know, doing super successfully in life or whatever. That can also be a reason that you don't necessarily want to cut ties or you feel bad cutting ties, because it's not necessarily about being a bad person and not necessarily about hurting another person's feelings, but you would lose some benefits to that too, if that makes sense. That's something my mind goes through all the time. Completely normal. Completely normal. Don't even worry if that's how you feel. The last thing is why you might feel so guilty about cutting ties is that you, by doing that, instead of feeling emotionally immature about it, you might be feeling very emotionally mature about it, and you might be feeling really good and you're like, oh, I'm doing really well. I'm doing so well that I'm able to cut these ties and to not be in contact with this person and just completely cut off from them. And within feeling like that, you might feel like you're handling it better than they might be, and that might create some guilt. Again, this is going to be more prominent in, you know, relationship cuts that weren't necessarily super mutual. So if it was a breakup with a partner that wasn't super mutual, or, you know, a friendship kind of fallout, or family fallout, or whatever, if you feel like you're handling it a lot better and able to cut off this person and not be super, you know, cut up about it, you might feel guilty, especially if you can then, if you still have ties with them and you see that they might not be doing so well, that they're really broken up about it, like, that's gonna cause some guilt, and you're like, well, I'm doing well and they're not, and you're kind of gonna feel like a shitty person in that. Don't. You are not a shitty person for handling a relationship cut better than the other party. That has, how they're feeling does not and should not concern you, because you're your own person and you have your own feelings and you have your own way that you're going to handle things, and that you are not responsible for how the other person is handling it, for how the other person is feeling. You're responsible for how you are feeling and how you are handling it. And so it's really healthy if you're like cutting ties, and that's good, and you should not feel guilty for being able to handle it better and move on. And especially if you are feeling that guilt of seeing that this person might not be doing so well, it's going to be even more beneficial to you to cut off that relationship completely, to cut ties, unadd everyone on the socials, so then you're not seeing that, and you can really focus on your growth then from that break, and moving forward in a healthy manner, and not focusing on how you might be affecting this other person, because they're out of your life. That's not your responsibility. It was never your responsibility, because each person's emotions are their own emotions, and you are not responsible for how anybody else is feeling. Obviously, you're responsible for, you know, being a kind person and not being a dick to everyone, but also, if you were, you know, cut off a relationship, if you did it in as empathetic of a way as you could, you know, as kind of cut and dry as you can make it, you did your part, your hands are clean from that, you have no responsibility in how that other person or group of people or whatever decide to take it. You're done. That's not your, other people's emotions and how they feel and how they handle things are not your responsibility. Obviously, just don't be a dick in life. And that's pretty much all you can do, is as long as you're being a good person and being true to yourself, that's all you can really do. That's all you can do in life. You just gotta focus on being, having a good heart, and, you know, just don't be an asshole, really. But yeah, it is in no way gonna make you a bad person to block someone on social media, to cut ties, to say, yep, I'm done with that relationship, that's, you know, said and done, we're moving on. It's incredibly healthy. That is not something that makes you a bad person. You're not gonna go to hell, you know, for blocking someone who was potentially toxic in your life. You're fine. It does not make you a bad person. There's no reason that you should ever be feeling guilty about that, because it's not, you know, it's not your responsibility for dealing with that other person. So do what is going to be the most beneficial for you. And if, you know, you cut off a relationship and you feel completely healthy enough to be like, yeah, I can still see what they're doing and not hyperfixate on it, that's great. Good for you. And honestly, if you are like that, can you please teach me how? Because I hyperfixate on how the other person is doing after like a cut in a relationship, and I'm like, oh my god, they're doing better than me, oh my god, they got a new, you know, partner, oh my god, they look so good, oh my god, they're so successful and I'm failing. Like, you know, I hyperfixate on all that stuff. So if you have any tips for that, let me know. But, you know, I also, and I'm now, you know, knowing that, yep, I'm gonna have to block this person on Instagram. I'm gonna have to block the new people that he's associated that I can see their socials. I'm gonna have to block them. I'm gonna, you know, have to unadd them on Snapchat. I'm gonna have to completely delete their number, and just kind of completely make sure that there's no way that I can contact this person or that this person can contact me. And if that is what you have to do because you are like me and you're gonna check their socials constantly, do that. It is completely That is completely justified. That is completely valid. And that is really healthy and very, very emotionally mature to be able to tell yourself, yeah, I'm going to need to do this to be able to move on and be on a path of growth. And, you know, so I'm allowed to flourish instead of I'm getting pulled back because I'm so fixated on this person still and what they're doing and how they're doing in life without me in it. Because I think that's something that we like to keep tabs on is this person's life now better or worse without me in it? Because I think as humans, we want to, you know, we want to make differences in people's lives and we want to make people's lives good and we want to make people feel good. And so I think everyone just wants to kind of feel needed. And so I think when you get to these points where you have to let relationships go, we want to see, oh, was I needed or are they doing okay? But if they're doing okay after you are no longer in their life, that doesn't mean that they didn't need you. It just means that, yeah, they probably needed you at some point, but because you've now, you know, parted and gone your separate ways, they are, you know, okay to be without you. And that's something that it's so important to, you know, cut ties and block them if you need to, so that you can show yourself that you're okay without them. Because you don't need to be dependent on anyone. You don't need to, you are your own person and you are strong and you are incredible and you only need you. You don't need anybody else, I promise, because you're doing okay. You are doing okay. You're amazing. You know, unless you're like a child and you actually like you need your parents still to like provide for you. But if you're a child, I don't think you should be listening to this podcast. And let's hope there's no little ones who are still dependent on their parents. But I think most everyone listening is an adult. So, you know, you get my message. But yeah, block them. You don't need them. You don't need them at all. Especially like I was saying, I think we're focusing on this is these are more the relationships that they, you know, weren't necessarily mutual. And even if they were mutual, if you still need that clean break to find, you know, your own voice again, find out who you really are apart from this person, that's okay. You don't need to justify blocking them with, oh, well, they were toxic then, they were a bad person. If you just need to cut ties with them just because, you know, you want to focus on you, that's absolutely okay. That is 100% okay. There is absolutely no justification behind why you need to cut ties with someone. Absolutely not. If you feel for your own benefits that you need to cut ties, block them, delete their number, unadd them on Snapchat, do all the things, whatever socials you have, them on Twitter. I don't, MySpace, if anyone still, I don't even think that's a thing anymore. Is that even up? Does anyone still have a MySpace? I'm interested. I feel that I need to do research into MySpace now after and see if that's still a thing. But you know, whatever it is, cut ties with them if you feel for whatever reason that you need to do that. That is okay. There is no justification needed behind it. It is completely up to how you are feeling, and any of what you're feeling is valid. 100%. All of your feelings are valid. So block them. Move on. You don't need them. You are phenomenal and amazing on your own, just as you are. You don't need anyone else because you got you. And because that's really the only person you're guaranteed to have for the rest of your life is you. So you're phenomenal. You are amazing. And you don't need them. So block them. Delete the number. Get rid of them. You don't need them, sis. You don't need them. Move on. You got this. I think that is all that I had to say on that topic for today's episode. If you have not heard it yet, I'm so proud of you. I love you so, 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 so much. You are doing amazing. And you are so needed. So keep pushing on. You got this. If all that you managed to do today was just survive, that's fucking amazing. And I'm so proud of you. And you are doing amazing. Take time to rest. Take time, you know, for yourself, for your mental health, don't burn yourself out. Try to find at least one thing to do today that makes you happy and you know, calms you and makes you smile. But yeah, you're doing amazing. I love you so much. I hope you guys are having a wonderful week or weekend or whenever you are listening to this. I love you so, 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 so much, and I will talk to you in the next episode.